I'm going to give you two parables of Yuzu Malik so you can understand the importance of intention. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas stated that there was a king who once made a visit to a kingdom. During his visit, he stayed at the house of a person who was unaware that this guest was a king. In the evening, the host milked this cow. The king was amazed to see the quantity of the milk taken from the cow was equal to that of 30 cows. The king, he made the bad intention of snatching that unique cow from the host. The next day, the quantity of the milk taken from the cow was half compared to the previous day quantity. The king expressed his surprise at this. And the host responded that the king has attended to oppress his people, which has resulted in the quantity of the milk being reduced to half. If the king is an oppressor, blessings go away. Listen to this surprising truth. The king changed his intention and decided not to snatch the unique cow oppressively. The next day, the quantity of the milk taken from the cow was the same as the first day, i.e. equal to 30 cows. Encouraged by this incident, the king learned a great lesson and gave up oppressing his subjects. Allahu Akbar. In another parable of Yuzu Munshana, it stated that in the kings of Egypt and Iran used to be called Firaun and Kisra. And whilst traveling with his troops, a Kisra king once got lost and ended up at the door of an orchard, where he asked for a glass of water. A little girl brought a glass of cold and sweet sugarcane juice. The king drank it and found it very flavorful. And he asked the young girl, "How did you make it?" And the girl replied that this orchard that we have produces very high quality sugarcane, and we make the juice by just squeezing sugarcanes with our own hands. The king expressed the wish for another glass. The girl went. Meanwhile, the king made the bad intention of confiscating the orchard and giving some other to its owner in exchange. The girl returned crying and said, "Our king has made a bad intention." The king said, "How do you know this?" She replied, "I used to squeeze out the juice easily, but could not do so now despite squeezing the juice with all my strength. I'm squeezing the sugar cane with all my strength and no juice is coming out." The king immediately gave up the evil intention of confiscating the orchard. He then asked the girl to go and try again. She went, came back and squeezed out the juice easily and gave it to the king. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Malchama, whenever you get an occasion or an opportunity to act upon a sunnah, it is necessary, viewers of Malchama, to the intention be present in the heart at that time. At least have the intention in our heart. For example, if you're putting on the right hand of the right sleeve while wearing a shirt, or taking out the left hand from the left sleeve while taking the shirt, or wearing the right shoe first, or taking off the left one first, all are sunnahs. These are all sunnahs that you will learn, viewers of Malchama, when you travel in the Madri Kaaba. But if you make these intentions, if you make that intention, then inshallah, you'll get the reward of it and you become habitual in it as well. And it is the reward of the sunnah will be granted to you. And viewers on the channel, just aside from this, there are many things we do in our life. Like in the example there, we put on shoes, we put on clothes, we cut our nails, we sleep, we drink, we walk, we talk, we do all these things, we eat, we sit down and eat. If only we had the knowledge. How did the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam do it? What is the sunnah of eating? What is the sunnah in cutting our nails? What is the sunnah in putting clothes on? What is the sunnah in taking our shoes off, putting our shoes on? What is the sunnah in going to the toilet, coming out of the toilet? Because if I know these things, which I do anyway, it's not as if I'm going to ask you to climb a mountain. It's something that you don't normally do. You go to the toilet, you come out of the toilet, you clean your nails, you put on clothes, you do all of these things. If we know what is the sunnah and we perform these same acts with the intention of a sunnah, then inshallah azza wa jalla be rewarded. So it's no extra effort. Just two things: knowledge and intention. Knowledge that this is an act of sunnah. I'm performing this because it is a sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is why I'm performing this act. If we perform this with this good intention, then inshallah azza wa jalla will get the reward. And then, so the knowledge and the intention, these are the two things that we need to have. And how are we going to learn this, viewers of my channel? We're going to learn this by spending time with the pious people, by traveling in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla, by watching Madani Channel and learning these things. Knowledge is what will empower us. Knowledge is what will benefit us. Knowledge is the cure for sick souls. Knowledge, if we act upon it, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, when we're in our dark and lonely grave, that knowledge that we acted upon, that good knowledge that we acted upon, will benefit us in that dark and lonely grave. That good knowledge that we acted upon will benefit us when we cross the bridge of Sirat. That good knowledge that we acted upon on the day of judgment, inshallah, will enable us that when we open our book of deeds, it will be full of good deeds, inshallah. And through that knowledge, inshallah, we'll enter paradise.